In the following chapter, The Three Modes of Material Nature, Krishna gives us a perspective of these gunas, as I mentioned earlier, these ropes that bind us to this world. I mean, we're in this world, not only are we in this world, but everything that we have and use is also part of this world. This body, this microphone, this Bhagavad Gita is printed on paper, everything is matter. So if we're meant to be liberated, and yet everything that we're using is a product of matter, how's that possible? It's like trying to pull yourselves up by your shoe straps. So if matter is the cause of bondage, then how is it that we can become liberated by working, moving, because all of these things incorporate material things? So it's very interesting and very important, because Krishna then describes actually how these gunas, how these modes of nature condition living entities according to goodness, passion, and ignorance. And then more, and then additionally, Krishna then also explains, but to come to the spiritual platform, you need to come to the level of sattva gun, or goodness. And by practicing things in the mode of goodness, one can rise from ignorance to passion to goodness. And in goodness, one becomes very much inclined towards spiritual life or spiritual practice. So it's like, you know, there's a saying that if you talk about ghosts and snakes, they come. So best not talk about them. Similarly, in a good way, the foods, the activities, the place, the lifestyle, if you cultivate the activities of goodness, goodness naturally manifests, which then reinforces your inclination towards spiritual life, and it's from goodness that one comes to transcendence. You can't jump up. You have to come there. So using matter in order to become free from matter, using the modes of nature to become free from the modes of nature. And it's the philosophy of picking out a thorn with a thorn. So Krishna is explaining this in the 14th chapter, and he begins by telling us, now what I'm going to tell you is better than everything that you've heard up to now. And many other people have become liberated by this knowledge.